It's a contract. And I think if the National Restaurant Association were to do that, then they would also risk potential liability from any of the other parties involved in either the complaint or the settlement process, including, you know, Kane himself. Because, you know, and again, it would depend on who the agreement was with. But, you know, one of the reasons that companies choose to have these confidential agreements is because we don't want everybody coming out of the woodwork and making an allegation and thinking that if, you know, if they do or if we're concerned about it, that we're going to pay money.
Now, typically, how are these written up? I mean, if these women, either one of them, were to just go on the air and say, "Hi, this is me, here I am," what would happen to them having signed this agreement some years ago?
Well, I mean, arguably, they are in breach of a, you know, contractual agreement and could be sued for damages. Now, who are the parties to the agreement, again, becomes critical. If it's just the employer, if it's just the association, and they believe that they've somehow been damaged by an agreement they, you know, wanted confidential that suddenly be talked about, they could potentially come up with ways in which they believe their reputation or their goodwill or their ability to handle their processes is damaged.
In Kane's case, is it possible as head of the NRA that he
could have
his general counsel or his HR could have signed something with these two women without him knowing, A, that it happened, or, B, what the particulars were?
Tell you the truth, I think it would be very difficult for, I mean, I think it would be very hard for me to believe that Kane didn't know that something was negotiated. Maybe he wouldn't know the particulars. In some of our agreements, we even put language so specific that says, if you're asked about whether there was a claim, you may only say that the parties resolved the issue.